This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise. I'm here with Natasha Zulkifli, Director, Stakeholder Relations, Whitehill Construction, and also founder of Women in Rail. Yes, we're talking about the rail industry. This is the first for me, so I'm really excited to talk about this, right? Before we get into Women in Rail, right, and why you started it, a little bit about your background, Natasha, what you do.
Hi, Frida. I'm very happy to be here. I have a law degree and I have worked in a few areas in my life. But for the last 8 years, I've worked in the rail space and the public transport space. I've worked for SPAD, I've worked for Prasarana, and now I work for Whitehill Construction. And I seem to have had some sort of affinity with rail. And this is one of the reasons why I set up Women in Rail Malaysia.
Okay, so Women in Rail itself is originally from the UK. And this is the second country that has it, is Malaysia. What is the origin of Women in Rail?
So actually, Women in Rail UK was set up about 5-6 years ago by a French lady. She's a lawyer and she works for a company called Angel Trains. And I found out about Women in Rail in the UK in late 2016. I was very intrigued. I wrote to her. I went to visit her in London and I said, would you support this if we created Women in Rail Malaysia? And she was very supportive. She shared her vision on why she created it in the UK, and I was very inspired. And that's one of the reasons why I set up Women in Rail Malaysia. I sort of felt that the rail industry was growing, and it's primarily a personal selfish reason, Billy, also because I have a daughter who's 15, and I realized that when she graduates, we would need good engineers in the rail space because the KL Singapore High Speed Rail Link would be up and running when she graduated.
Right.
And I felt that we needed good engineers, and I said, hey, Laura, why don't you do this? And she chose some science subjects and add math. And because of that, she is one of the reasons why I set up Women in Rail Malaysia.
Oh, okay. So, and the idea behind Women in Rail is just to encourage more women to get into this space.
Yes. So the first strategic objective is to increase the quality of talent coming through the pipeline. We want young people to consider a career in this space. Mm-hmm. There are lots of job opportunities here. And the second objective is to provide support to women who are currently working in this industry.
Okay. What is the rail industry landscape at the moment?
Since the Pakatan Harapan government came in, they have relooked at some of the rail projects. They haven't cancelled anything. They are just reducing scope and cost. They're trying to ensure that it becomes a bit more sustainable financially. Some people have lost jobs. We have lost good talent. But I do believe that over time, the government will have no choice but to reinvest in this space because any sustainable city requires a very good rail network in order to ensure improved productivity, connectivity, as well as there are so many environmental considerations as well.
And when you look at women in the rail industry at the moment, what numbers are we looking at? And we're talking, I guess, across the board, right, from engineers to support and all that. I'm sure the numbers aren't very high.
On the contrary, I too enjoy seeing women work in this space. There are so many female rail engineers that are train drivers as well. And there are women who also work in finance, in HR, in
legal.
Yes, all sorts. You name it. And there are lots of women here who want to network, who want to upskill themselves, who want to become better professionals. And this is the demographic that we are targeting.
Do you think it was by divine or, a design, or just sort of divine how you got into the industry,
Yeah. Well, my father would call it God's humor.
Okay.
I never grew up wanting to be in the rail space. I never thought I would work for two government agencies.
Right.
But here I am. So you play with the cards that you've been dealt with. Mm. You are grateful for the opportunities. And you try to run with whatever blessings that you have.
Okay, so the Women in Rail Malaysia was only started this year?
We were incorporated in September 2017. Mm. We have done 8 leadership talks with CEOs from Tokyo, from Paris, from London, and also CEOs from local companies here.
Okay.
We run a mentorship program, and this is a bit special. We accept male and female mentors, but we only accept female mentees.
Right.
We want to be able to bring up the women who are in this space, to nurture them, to give them the confidence and to encourage them in their careers.
Hmm.
We're doing a job placement program in Johor. We are running it with a foundation from Johor, and we will plan to place smart young ladies from the B40 categories who B40 category, who are university students or just graduated. We will place them in short-term jobs within companies in the rail space, either in KL or in Johor. We want to provide these young ladies with the opportunities to learn about what sort of careers are out there and also to assist them in any way that we can professionally.
Okay, are you tied up with anybody, like in terms of, okay, I know you've got an event coming up, right? The people that you're, that are sponsors that are supporting this?
Yes, we have very kind companies in the rail space that work with us, as well as companies outside the rail space. We can't survive as a not-for-profit without these sorts of collaborations. We are grateful for their generosity and their kind spirit, allowing us to grow as much as we can. We've got almost 500 members now.
Right.
And 10% are actually men. We accept male members because the women in Rail Malaysia can't survive without the support of the men in rail.
Right. And vice versa.
Indeed, yes.
Right. And that's what we want, right? Just equality.
Ultimately, and more inclusivity as well.
Okay. What has been, you know, like in your career, what's been the best career advice that you've had?
I haven't actually had any specific advice. I think I've looked at the people I've worked with and have been inspired by those with integrity, very high standard of ethics, and their work ethic as well. I truly appreciate hard work, and I think that that is something that you can't go wrong with if you have integrity. If you are ethical and you work very, very hard.
Right. So I know Women in Rail Malaysia, it would be the similar goals, the similar mission and vision for Women in Rail UK?
Yes.
What is different though? I mean, when you look at the landscape in UK, Europe, compared to the Malaysian landscape?
Well, for starters, they don't accept male members.
Oh, okay.
And this was something that I was very intent on doing. We do want male members. We are in Malaysia focusing more also on the talent pipeline and getting more young students into this space. That is something they aren't focusing on. So it is unique to the rail ecosystem, and we have tailor-made it according to what we require domestically. And in that way, we are hoping that we will thrive in a different way, but in a more sustainable way as well.
Right. And but I'm just looking at the UK and Europe, right? The rail system is so mature, right? Do they face the same challenges with women being in the industry?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I've actually been in talks with very senior people, and I'm helping to set up Women in Rail in Singapore, in Japan. And I also hope to help set up in Indonesia and Australia. There are women there and also men who have been watching what we do here in Malaysia, and they want us to set up something similar in their respective countries. So ultimately, it would be really nice to have a sort of regional grouping.
Right.
For Women in Rail.
Okay, we're going to talk about the inaugural Women in Leadership Conference, and talking about Women in Rail that's happening next week. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Natasha Zulkifli, founder of Women in Rail. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Boosting female ministers. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. Frida Liu here. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Natasha Zulkifli, Director, Stakeholder Relations for YTL Construction, and also founder of Women in Rail. They're organizing their first conference next week, 8th of July. What are some of the highlights of that conference?
So this is the first time we're organizing a big conference, and we are focusing on leadership. We'd have 21 speakers from more than 10 countries. All these speakers have flown in are flying in on their own account. Mm. We cannot afford to pay for their airfares. And we are grateful for their very, very kind support and understanding of what we are planning to do.
Mm.
So we have a session on leadership. We will learn from international experts on and their views on how leadership should evolve. We have a session on rail projects throughout the region. We will have presentations from Manila, Melbourne, Jakarta, and Singapore. We will have a session on what's to come from the rail industry in the next decade. We will talk about the maglev investment in Japan and what's happening in the UK, as well as what's happening globally. And then we will have a session on the STEM development, science, technology, engineering, and math. We have invited 150 upper secondary school girls and university students to come and listen. This is a conference with a difference. We want to bring in the young. We want to show them that this is what is available out there and that this may be something that they could consider as a future career for them.
Right. They probably never had this exposure before.
Well, this is really interesting. So when we send the invitations to government schools, there's some confusion because they do not know, can they go, should they go? But I've had some really good feedback actually from parents. And parents have said, look, if the school doesn't want to send them, we will send the kids ourselves, which has been really, really nice.
Can they go, should they go?
There are some schools that are concerned about rules and regulations that they need to adhere to from the ministries.
Okay.
From the ministry. But some schools are pretty flexible and have RSVP'd. Mm. I want to share a story. There's a school in Moa and they want to send 10 students. And they are planning to take the bus that leaves Moa at 7 a.m., arriving in KL at about 10:30. And they asked us, they said, is it okay if we come a bit later and arrive a bit later? And I said, why can't you come a bit earlier? Leave at 6 instead of 7. And they said, we're taking public transport. And the first bus leaves Moa at 7 a.m. And I felt so, you know, when you see students who want to come and who are constrained, maybe financially, logistically, this is something that we really want to help, to reach out to these sorts of kids. These are the sort of kids that we need to bring up with us.
Right. Because sometimes when you have this conversation, say, my goodness, I'm living in such an ivory tower. I mean, I'm talking about myself, right? When they make their first statements, like, why can't you arrive on time? Yeah. And we're just coming from our perspective, and then you hear how they're just making such an effort to make it here.
So we have advised this school, why don't you gather a few schools from your area and rent a bus together.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen. They're still working it out.
Mm.
But it is those sort of moments which humble me and make me realize how blessed we are.
Yeah.
And that there's so many more people who come from a strong disadvantage. And those are the sorts of people that we really need to help.
Okay. So like the speakers that you've got from overseas, some key names and who they are?
So we have Minister of Transport who will open and give a keynote. We have Tan Sri Rafida Aziz, who will deliver a closing keynote. And she will speak with us. Her topic is Adapt Today, Succeed Tomorrow. So I'm sure she'll give everyone a really interesting speech.
I'm sure.
We have a speaker from Transport for London. He was the chap who actually made the decision to ban Uber in London. So he is coming. We have got speakers from Belgium, from Australia, from Philippines, Indonesia, Singapore, Japan. We have got a chap who is a board member on JR Central and JR Central is investing in the maglev to roll it out in Japan. And he's also involved in the company that is creating the high-speed rail network in the US on the East and West Coast. So we have a really nice mix of people. And I'm really excited and we're looking forward to it. We also have the CEO of Magic. She will speak in the STEM session. And we have in the STEM session a lady who grew up in Bangsa, who worked now in the UK for a startup in the telco space. Mm. And she, in July, will go to New York and open up the American office.
Right.
So she sort of grew up in Bangsa, your next girl next door, everyday girl. And here she is advising Vodafone. For their American market. It's amazing. I love it.
Bangsa boleh.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay. Now, before we get information how to get tickets and all that, right? Would you consider Women Rail an NGO?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and how do you generate funds for activities and such?
So, we have minimal funds, but we have thrived on generosity extended by companies who host us at smaller events at our leadership talks. And we are blessed to have an amazing resource network because there's so many volunteers. For this conference that's happening on Monday, 8th July, we have 50 volunteers. And these guys will come from Puchong, from Shah Alam, from Bangsa, from Subang, to my office in downtown KL for meetings. Some walk in the door drenched because it rained and there was no umbrella for them to walk from the train station to my office. Some come in late, but they come. And it is that sort of commitment that really inspires everyone else.
Can anyone become a member in WIR?
Yes, right. We accept female members and male members and also students. I had a meeting the other day in my office and I didn't recognize a young lady. I said, "Hi, we've never met. Where are you from?" She says, "I'm a tunneling PhD student."
A tunneling?
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought, wow. I said, "How did you find out about Women in Rail?" And then she explained how she had. But that's why, I mean, it's so special because people are talking about it and linking everyone up. And it's very easy to become a member. It's free.
Right.
You can register at our website, womeninrail.org.my. And that is, it's really fun.
Okay, like for someone like me, right? I mean, okay, I'm in radio. Why would I want to be a member? I mean, I hear the talks, it's interesting, you know, you talk about leadership and all that. Would that be the reason, like just to get involved in activities, just find out what's going on?
Yes, why not? Because you never know what's around the corner.
Right.
And we all want to meet new people as well and enhance our own personal experiences. So we welcome everyone. You may not be in the rail space. You may have been in the rail space and have left.
I've been on a train.
You would be what we call friends of Women in Rail.
Okay.
Yes.
I will be a friend. Now, for the event next week, where can people get tickets?
So please go to our website, www.womeninrail.org.my. It's very easy to get the tickets there. It's all electronic and it only costs 400 ringgit for a conference of this quality and with a number of speakers. That's a very reasonable price.
All right. So go online. That's wir.org.my. Tickets are 400.
No, not WIR. Women in Rail.
Oh, Women in Rail.
Yes.
Okay.
.org.my. Yes.
And then you can get your tickets there. All the best. Very interesting, you know. If you've been on a train and you want to know what's happening, and just to get yourself, I feel that this is the way of the future, right? If you look at how the nation needs to be connected, right? Sustainable, and also I think we do need to encourage that, and it's great that we're encouraging women in rail. I'm here speaking to Natasha Zulkifli, Director, Stakeholder Relations, YTL Construction, and also founder of Women in Rail right here in Malaysia. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.